The U.S. coalition has acknowledged killing additional civilians since it started its military campaign in Syria and Iraq in 2014. In its latest report, the military alliance says 1,139 Syrian and Iraqi civilians were killed inadvertently in its aerial operations. War monitoring groups, however, estimate that the raids have killed thousands of civilians. The U.S. Central Command says the coalition conducted over 31,000 strikes between August 2014 and the end of last month. The military alliance claims its raids target the positions of Daesh terrorists. Right now, I'm going to bring in Mr. Gordon Duff. He is a senior editor with Veterans Today via Skype out of Ohio. It's good to have you with us. Just before you joined us, Mr. Duff, I was speaking about what Senator Graham says about apparently what seems to be Mr. Trump's latest decision regarding the Syria war. And I was thinking that maybe, I don't know how much truth there is to what he says, but I was thinking maybe this is one of those instantaneous things. I want to get your comments on that.
Well, the issue here with Graham, of course, is Graham has long been a war hawk. He's a prime supporter of Israel's foreign policy over the United States. He was under the impression somehow that since Trump communicates very poorly with Graham, Graham was a close friend of John McCain's, and John McCain hated Donald Trump. So there's a carryover in that relationship. What's happening on the ground essentially in Syria has nothing to do with a war against ISIS, not the American role anyway. America's bases primarily have been in the northern area, the areas that are adjacent to Turkey. The only active war front against ISIS that the Kurds are involved in is far to the south, hundreds of miles away from any American base, as few as two dozen Americans of the thousands. Openly, 2,000 Americans are inside Syria. The Syrian government says that it was 5,200. Whoever's figure you want to believe, I know what Damascus says was there. But almost none of them were ever involved in a fight against ISIS. America has suffered few, if any, casualties in Iraq, mostly due to food poisoning, automobile accidents, falling while taking selfies. There have been no combat casualties at all. America's bombing attacks on ISIS have more often than not accidentally hit Syrian Arabon army forces attacking ISIS. Have been certainly in the wrong direction. In areas that the U.S. has occupied, ISIS has operated freely in southern Syria near El Tanf. American bases and ISIS bases have been next to one another for month after month. It's been the same thing across Syria. What we believe Trump told Lindsey Graham is that 2,000 American forces are being withdrawn into Iraq, that the same level of non-activity against ISIS will be kept up year after year after year. As much American involvement in the area and interference as possible, while America stands down and the Turks are allowed to come into Syria and slaughter as many Kurds as they want, while the Americans raise their hands and allow it to happen. Well, while this is going on, the Syrian Arab Army is moving forward. They moved into Manbij 48 hours ago. We hope that they'll be able to move further east into Hasaka and retake more territory as the Americans withdraw. But currently, the Kurds that were fighting against ISIS have redeployed against Turkey. They're looking for a strong partnership and backing from Russia and Syria. And the Americans are waiting out Erdogan's temper tantrum. And by Trump's most recent promise, maybe he'll try to redeploy inside Syria again. We don't know. His word is worthless.
Right. And the second question would be, Mr. Duff, about the, you know, considering the reality, how much would a prolonged U.S. presence in Syria really, really help destroy Daesh, as, you know, Senator Graham says?
I visited Syria several times. I spent a fair amount of time in Iraq with the Kurds. I have a good understanding of the region. And it's my belief that if the U.S. weren't there, Daesh would have been defeated 18 months ago, and that the U.S. Has, if anything, defended Daesh from what would have been a cross-Euphrates attack that Syria, the Syrian Arab Army, aided by Russian aerospace forces, would have made long ago and would have joined up with Iraqi forces. The only thing saving Daesh from being wiped out has been the U.S. military. There's no other possible way to look at the military situation there. No sane person could see anything else.
Thank you very much. That's Mr. Gordon Duff, senior editor of Veterans Today, joining us via Skype at Ohio. It was good to talk to you, sir.